Yorkville Parks and Recreation Department, a special meeting today, Thursday, February 27th. And right now it's 6:03. Roll call, please.
Yes. Forrestal.
Here.
Wilberg.
Here.
Ayala.
Here.
Diedrich.
Here.
Demonovic is absent. Hyatt is absent, and Lane.
Here.
Thank you.
Introduction of our guests, we have a Director of Parks and Recreation, Tim Evans, Superintendent of Parks, Scott Slazer, Superintendent of Recreation, Shay Ramos, City Council Liaison, Ken Cook, and another Alderman, Craig Solon, right? Everybody here can come and talk to us, if you like. But again, the focus of today is the new development, correct? We have no power to approve or disapprove this. You're really at the wrong meeting. We cannot approve it or anything. You see what I'm saying? You can sit here and listen to what we're going to discuss. All we're talking really about was, if it is approved by the City Council, which are two of these gentlemen here, do we have the right space, the right amount of territory for recreational purposes of parking? That's all we're going to discuss. So I'm not trying to ruin your feeling or sit here.
No, we know.
You can talk to her. Harvey?
I know. It's the lame cat. I know. I understand it all.
That's what I'm saying. So we are not going to have much to say to the City Council. Those are the people that say yes or no. We're just here for our good looks, basically. Okay, so you can say if you'd like, but again, we're not going to discuss really. They can say what they want, right, Tim? If they
we
want.
Have no public comments.
Yep, you can have public comments if you'd like. So, should we start out with that, though, first of all, Tim?
Yeah, it's on there. They should start with public comments.
So,
anyone have anything to say?
Anybody want to start out with public comments? Raise your hand and you'll be acknowledged.
Well, I have
one. Yes, ma'am.
One concern I have, if the development would go through,
yep.
is, well, I'm living in River's Edge right now.
Right.
And there's only one way in, one way out. And I'm just wondering if they would try to connect these neighborhoods together, because that would really cause a lot.
I think that's, reading the materials, I think that's one of the questions, correct? That they wanted to have more than two or three entrances or exits from that, the subdivision, wasn't that correct or not?
Well, this current development is just strictly south of Fox Road right
correct.
Now.
Right.
There is nothing on the north side that I've seen that's being talked about. This development is strictly south of Fox Road.
Oh,
I do believe
correct.
It has multiple
correct.
Entrances off of Fox
correct.
Road.
Yeah.
And it does connect into the Greenbrier subdivision with one connection point, and then I do believe it stubs to the south to connect with what is vacant land now. I don't believe there's any connections that I remember seeing into Fox Lawn as far as roadway goes.
No.
But no development at this time that I've seen or even heard of on the north side of Fox Road. I know it is the piece you're talking adjacent to River's Edge.
Yeah.
I believe it is the same family owner. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we have not seen anything on that piece at all.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I know that they're doing some marking out there, some stakes. I don't know if that has anything to do with the sale of the south property and it's got to be divided. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. But like I said, there's nothing that I've seen on that northern piece, north of Fox Road. But duly noted what you said.
Yeah.
Any other comments?
Quick question. A little late in the game on this here. Just can I get a quick update about where we're at on the when City Council will make the decision on that kind of stuff?
This hasn't even come to the city yet.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Tuesday night is EDC.
Yep.
That would be the very beginning of the process, and then we have to go through EDC. Then it has to go to the Planning Commission. And back and forth between staff and that at that point before it even goes to Plan Commission, and then they would make their decisions based on that, and then it would go to City Council, and there'd probably be a couple hearings on it at City Council. So you're talking months as far as if you think it's next week. Yeah.
Okay, and then is it usually protocol to have the park meeting this early in the process before?
Well, we have pretty much a new park. I was on the park board since 2000 for 12 years, so I went through this. When the boom was hitting, every subdivision that came in, we would meet once a month, and it would be till 11 o'clock every night going over plans.
Okay.
So you had Raintree, you had Grand Reserve, you had all those subdivisions. we haven't done this for since then, right? So 2006 maybe?
Yeah, and I think for your question on the protocol is like, we're just making sure if it got approved, the park board, when it comes to the park and what is getting developed, that it's part of that process.
Yeah.
So,
you can see that, like, from the outside, though, it kind of looks like, well, it kind of feels like it's going to get approved if we're already having a park meeting about it.
I can understand the concern, but I wouldn't say that's true or not. We're just trying to make sure that... Yeah.
Okay.
We're just trying to make sure that if it gets done, that this portion of it, that the park board has had its voice, and that we're making sure that what that development would have, it would have the proper parks and amenities and things of that nature.
That's all it is. It's that simple.
So when it goes into the process, there's a certain amount of land that has to go to parks.
Yeah, understood.
And there's decisions that this park board makes, such as, do we take half the land? Let's say 10 acres. You take half of the land and the other half in land cash, or that's between our staff here and the park board to come up with that. So that's more a recommendation and guidance to the city, to the EDC, which will be Tuesday night.
Understood.
About right, Tim?
Yeah.
Anyone else have any questions about that? Again, remember, our focus is not going to be, is it going to be approved or not? We have no power whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I understand how you feel. I really do. Mm-hmm. I moved out here too, and it's expanded a little bit. I'm from Chicago, but I want a little small town.
Yeah.
It's expanding. But again, that's the way it is now. I mean, look at us. We know how it's blossoming too. So I don't know how you can stop progress. I really don't. You like it out here. I like it out here. A lot of people like it out here.
It's just very peaceful out Fox Road. We hate to see it developed, you know? It's
I agree. But again, that's progress though.
I'll be available after the meeting if people want to chat. I'll stick around.
Craig is in Ward 2, so he has like the White Oak people.
Yeah.
He represents them. It used to be River's Edge too. Yeah. But that got changed here in the last...
If we have no further comments or questions, I'll let the meeting over to Tim and Scott, please.
Any other questions?
Any other questions or anything? Okay, you're welcome to stay. Please. Thank you. Okay, Tim.
Yeah, so basically the reason we wanted to bring this park board is it's probably been 15 years since we have had a situation like this where the park board had to deal with a land cash opportunity with a development coming into town. And so there had been, we had met, there had been some initial meetings when they had proposed this. We wanted to make sure our voice was heard and what was going to be presented, what needed to be followed. I know for a lot of you maybe don't understand what land cash might be. So I kind of put a little bit in there, is that why is land cash exist? Why is it there for the community? And that is to ensure that, you know, a park and a subdivision, it gets built, it gets developed, and it's not a burden on the current residents, but it's something that's going to be provided for by that development. How the acreage is determined is really comes down to a lot of factors. It's types of houses, the dwellings, condos, townhomes, things of that nature. I kind of put in it's pretty complicated if you go through the packet of how it's broken down and that type of thing. And it also, this also involves school districts as well, and that they get land or money too, so that they're making sure they can provide the proper school space for the amount of children that could be potentially coming in. So for this, that what they're looking to offer here is that we're eligible for 10.728 acres, or $528 in cash. It's basically is we get $101,000 per acre is what the city council has set for the standard for when a new development comes in. And then, like I said, the acreage really just depends on the dwellings and things of that nature. It's kind of a little bit of a process that I put in the packet. In the initial thing, when the city had gotten this application, they had reached out to Parks and Rec staff to just say, what would you guys be requesting? And so Scott and I kind of sat down, we put together what we would request. Obviously, we wanted to bring it to the board, but we did submit this initial request to the city and to the developer of what we would be looking at. In the big picture, we're basically wanting half of it in land and the other half in cash, so that if this does get approved, we can develop a park, get a park site in there and develop it.
The first question I was going to ask is, I was looking at all this, is one park going to be enough? You know, I'm looking at it, I'm just looking at it, seeing what it is. It's,
yes.
It's pretty large, but you're the expert at that. Is that enough for that?
It is. So
is
really, one.
Sites on the map?
There is, and we can get into that as we go.
That's what their original proposal was.
Yeah.
We'd rather have one larger site.
Okay. So I think the one thing is we can just go over what we proposed,
sure,
and then we can kind of come back to what sure was the second plan of what was submitted to us to review. So if you want to go through it, want me to go through it, of what was proposed.
Of what we proposed to
yeah
make?
This here.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So, and this, you know, I did go back and review our master plan and looked at existing park sites, things like that. So really, in the past, practice for, not always, but a lot of times for our park board has been to kind of take a 50-50 approach,
mm-hmm,
so that we have enough dollars to put amenities in, whatever those things may be. It's a little early in the game to figure that stuff out, but we want to make sure that we have the park space and the dollars to do it. So we did ask for a 5-acre park site. We asked for the rest of the remaining land caps to be paid outright, up front, in a lump sum. Those are all things that will still be negotiated by the city council. We definitely want to have significant road frontage on two sides of the park so that it's very visible. That's one of the things that through trial and error in past parks that we've learned and worked with our police department, where they like to have good road frontage, so there's good visibility in the park. We want to have an 8-foot-wide trail through the park in lieu of sidewalk, just because people tend to come to parks and want to ride bikes and want to jog. It also allows for us, if it's a big enough site, to potentially pave a trail around the backside of the park, making a walking loop or something like that. So that's why we asked that. We also asked for off-street parking or perpendicular parking stalls instead of just street parking. It's, you know, one of the complaints that we get a lot of sites is, especially if there happens to be something going on there, is the parking becomes an issue. So we want to do, and we kind of learned that. We're in Prestwick, which is a development on the south side of town. We did do off-street parking.
Right, correct.
So we thought we'd follow suit here and ask for that as well. We did ask for a paved trail along Fox Road from White Oak all the way to Poplar Drive. A couple of reasons for that. It's an 8-foot wide trail. We want to link it up to you guys. We want to make sure that River's Edge can get into town, but also we want to make sure that these residents can get out there, because as everyone sitting here knows, through Crawford Park you can get into Hoover. So it's a big link for the residents in Yorkville to have that ability to get out there as well. You know, down the road as things develop further, you know, we'd like to get Hoover linked, we'd like to get Silver Springs linked, as all those things happen. That's really the big, it's been a goal for this board. Gosh, Tammy, probably since you were on it, try to get out to Silver Springs and Hoover with the trail.
Right,
So we're trying to do it one piece at a time as we can, but as you know, Fox Road is a county road now, it's not a city road anymore, so we have to work with the county on that. But that is a request that we did put out to the developer here. We also want to have crosswalks at White Oak Way and at Poplar. So it remains to be seen if those would be like the flashing ones or just the standard crosswalk, but I think those are things we can work out as we go through it. And then we also want to have electric, water, sewer to the park site. Yeah. We also want to have a trail that connects, so as you brought up earlier, this development shows just one roadway connection into the Greenbrier development over to Price Park, and that park's within a 1/2 mile. So we know it has a playground, has a little pond.
Mm-hmm.
We know that people are going to want to go over there from this development, and we want to make sure that there's access. Being that this development has kind of two pieces of land, we wanted to make sure. So Tim, if you could click on Burning Bush. They did not connect Burning Bush, which is the front side of the park site, into the development, so I guess I can stand up and show you, but
yeah.
So like, so here's Price Park is here. This is all city property. So this road is connecting up and going to tie into with White Oak with the development. This road they chose not to do that with. They're going to do some additional detention here. So we did ask for a trail connection from this side of the development into here so that they can access that instead of having to go all the way around. So, and then another thing we asked for too, and you can look, I don't know if you guys have the packet or if you want to, I don't know if you can bring up the current layout that they sent, right? So again, this would be where Greenbrier Pond is at. This is that roadway connection that I'm pointing out. It's not a straight through, so I'm sure that, you know,
people, Public Works will be, you know, concerned about that as far as not wanting it to be a straight through. But so anyway, so Burning Bush would come through about here. So what they've done here is they've done a sidewalk that's going to connect into Burning Bush so that you can access that from this side of the development. This is that second entrance. So you got one here at White Oak. You have one here. You guys are roughly out here at Poplar. So this will go all the way through, but stubbing at the bottom side of the development. One of the things we want to do there too is we want to have a trail, 8-foot wide paved trail from top to bottom in lieu of sidewalk, whether it has residential homes or it's part of the park site, but we want the trail the whole way. Reason being is at some point, Greenbrier Drive will get extended, if you know where that is, out where Sunflower Park is, coming in kind of where Ground Effects is at, if you know where that is. So, right here.
Yeah.
So, this is where this property stops right now, and that north-south comes this way. Eventually, this road will probably come out further. I know it's meant to be a collector street, it's a no-load road right now. So we want to make sure that at some point, this trail would connect down to here so that people could get out to the trail there or potentially punch through to 71 someday. So that's why we're asking for a trail in lieu of sidewalk on one side of that north-south connection street. So those are the things that we're really asking for from a park standpoint. The roadway connections, all those things, we don't get a say, so I mean, we can ask. But as long as they, you know, can give us a connection for best pedestrians, really that's our concern, more so than vehicle traffic. I'm sure Public Works will have their list of what they want and what they don't want. I have yet to see any of that, but that's kind of our perspective from a park and rec standpoint after reviewing the master plan, discussing it in-house, and kind of looking historically at what is in and around that area for current and future development.
Any questions for Tim or Scott?
Yes.
What drives the amount of cash or land or cash and land? Is it the number of people that are going to live there? Is it the number of housing units?
It's a fairly complicated. It's a fairly complicated thing. So it depends on density.
Yeah.
It depends on type of home.
Oh.
It depends on number of bedrooms and types of homes.
Okay. So that's been calculated. So all you do is fit in this development into that formula, and that says this much cash, this much land, or this much cash.
Yeah, so you got like detached 7.3. I mean, there's a whole kind of process here to do that.
Okay.
Then they come up with this number of 10.72 acres,
right.
2 acres.
Okay.
Then we get, by the city council has said, 101,000 per acre.
Okay.
So we know then based off all the calculations, this is how much for this size for all the people living that they expect, they would need to give us either the acreage or the money,
right? And understand that this is their proposal, right? So we don't set that.
They're not following a formula that you give them. They're the city.
No, they're following a formula that we give them.
Yeah.
But we're not saying, hey, we want to see X amount of single family. We want to see X amount of
this. Oh, no, no,
this.
Yeah,
this is their proposal.
Okay.
So more than likely, land cash is going to change. So if you take one home away, land cash is going to change. If you take away this, that, or the other thing, our density changes, it's going to change.
Okay.
So it's not a rough estimate, but it is an estimate. But again, this is their proposal right now. I'm sure the Plan Commission has you know their thoughts. I'm sure Public Works has their thoughts. This is just what they're proposing. And as part of that, we want to be early on with the parks because a lot of times once they get further on, it's much more difficult to say, hey, we want 5 acres here.
Oh, I understand.
Because it really, when I was
getting the
gentleman behind you, it really upsets their apple cart. That's why we get involved so early. Mm-hmm. Because, and I can tell you from years past, we've had some developments that have come in and tried to, you know, leapfrog that, and it's been problematic.
One last follow-up. The formulas, that I'm calling them formulas that do that, have those remained relatively unchanged? Are the same formulas being applied today as were 10 years ago, 20 years ago? I don't know.
I believe, so it's interesting you say that. So land cash, it's my understanding, land cash, believe it or not, started in Naperville, Illinois, years ago. It was a giant lawsuit, and so it became kind of the law, right? So I believe it's the same everywhere. So I don't think the calculation changes if you go to, Naperville. I believe that the calculations are all the same. I think the changing factor is what your land value is. So, if you had an acre of land in Naperville, it's probably
land
worth a lot more than 101,000.
Sure.
Because your land worth
that's
here
the
is different than
than what it is there.
Okay.
But I believe the calculation is set.
Okay. You've answered my questions. Thank
just
you.
To let you know, I think in 2000, Scott, it was like 30,000 an acre, wasn't it? If you remember.
Well, it had gone up, and then, of course, in 2000.
It's dictated by the market.
It is, and it had dipped quite a bit, and then it goes back up. And I think the city, I think you guys adopt that every year, don't you, a number?
Yeah, I don't know when this change lasts, but.
Or every couple of years, for sure. I know it gets reviewed, and you guys adopt that number and approve it. As far as, like, the value of 1 acre of land, of improved land, right?
My question is, I see two parks up there, correct?
That's what they proposed.
That's what they proposed.
We're telling them we want one.
We want one. Where do we want that?
Well, we're okay with this one from a staff. So this is 5.53 acres.
Right.
Okay. So, and they've got parking here.
Right.
A lot of things Scott has talked about they had already included in the second one. I mean, obviously you need to be an expert in this field to do these things. We do not want this park.
Tim, you mentioned parking. What's the anticipated usage for the new park? Is it ball fields, multi-use, jungle gym?
We haven't even gotten to that.
Okay, but in planning for fields, like athletic events, we want to make sure we have enough parking, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's just being that's the consideration at this point.
Yes.
I think this is a good point to let you know. If you were thinking of ball fields as a park board, I don't think you want to try to stick a ball field on 5 acre parcel, do you?
We have one of them.
You might
stick
one.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say we wouldn't ever do that.
Right.
We have parks at our 5 acres that have a ball field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've not even gotten that far. You know, I think some of what you want to do is you want to make sure that it's appropriate where it's going as well. You want to make sure that we're not upsetting the apple cart, right? And we know this is happening, right? Because we have Bristol Station Park, right, where we were supposed to have a school adjacent to there. It never happened because 2008 happened. And we have a baseball field there. And we had to restrict parking to one side of the street. Now, we're working towards a bigger solution than that. But until we get there, you know, that's what we have to do. So, you know, we're aware of those things. That's why we wanted to do some perpendicular parking. Not because we want to cram a baseball field in there, but whatever amenity you have in there. If you did a playground or if you did this, more and more people, believe it or not, I mean, they tend to drive to parks, especially if they have more than one kid. Even though, you know, you guys years ago said, hey, we want to have a playground within a half mile of every home, people still tend to drive, well, I shouldn't say not everybody, but some people still tend to drive to parks. I believe we even have a little bit of off-street parking in Rice, maybe four or five spots.
Yeah.
But
there's always people there.
And, people do drive. And
it's a popular thing on the YAMS page is, okay, I need the list of all the parks. And
people do like to park out,
yeah,
for sure.
I know, like, I came here, and then my husband was taking the girls to three different parks tonight.
Yeah, and people do like to do that. And keep in mind, too, that our parks are always open to county residents. You know, they have to be. So, you know, you get people that maybe live out somewhere and don't have a park, they're going to drive.
So the way I'm taking your comments, we, Parks and Rec, are always assessing what the needs are for the next ball field, for the next soccer field, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily specific to a development. That doesn't mean we're going to build that. Okay, I'm just understanding.
But from a sports field, so when you read the master plan, right, there's different park structures, right? There's a mini park. There's a neighborhood park, which is Then you get into the community park. Then you get into the sports park.
Okay.
In all honesty, you know, again, we've learned through past mistakes and past successes that it's much easier for rec staff and park staff, quite honestly. If I can have three or four baseball fields in one spot, one guy doesn't really maintain that.
Okay.
If you have multiple kids in our programs, you're sending your kids to the same site.
If
we have rec staff there or coaches or things like that, it's much easier. You know, do we want to come in here and put in a baseball field and program it? Probably not. Just because it's one field standing alone, those are tough things to, you know, to program sometimes. Could you have a spot for a pickup game? Absolutely. That's where you want to invite the neighborhood kids to just come and kick a ball around. It's not where you'd be having coaches and things like that. I'll caveat that by saying never say never. You know, 20 years from now, and you know, I hope it's not built out. I live here too. But push comes to shove, and you need space. Sometimes you do what you have to do. But that's, you know, like I said, it's early on. We haven't really thought about those things. The off-street parking,
I think we're going to include in every future park development, just for the, to have 20 stalls there on a 5-acre site, that's just is a no-brainer.
So this money that's being dedicated here is to ensure that there's a proper park in this development? That's a question.
Well, it's not just, yeah.
And
yes.
Maybe in a way contribute to bigger parks that'll be served multiple subdivisions.
Potentially, yes. Okay. Right. So if all the land catch money didn't get spent in this park site, we would take the remaining part of that and probably put that into a community park where it would have the sports fields, things like that. But you want to provide enough space and amenities within these sites for those for the density of homes that are there, and we think this will do that. And we can look at that and say, okay, we know we have 5 acres here. It's worked out pretty well. We know we have a 4-acre park site here, a 6-acre park site here in different developments. And it seems to be enough space for those people. I mean, I will tell you, you do hear from a lot of different developments that, hey, we'd like to have this, we'd like to have that. And, you know, you can't put everything everywhere.
Understood.
And some amenities do get shared, you know, like a basketball amenity. Price Park has one of those. You'd want to share that, right? You know, some of those things, you can't just put everything everywhere. But, you know, like, would this be a great site for a playground? I think we'd have to evaluate that.
Yes, ma'am, you have a question?
Well, so that site was supposed to be age-restricted. So what kind of park are you going to put in 55
That's
up?
Exactly my question. You have age-restricted
But I would say age-restricted, I can tell you that, you know, I'm of that age. You know, you still have kids. You can still have kids that live with you if you're age restricted or even age targeted. You can still have grandkids.
Well, like where my mom lives in Arizona, no kids are allowed in there.
Yeah, but I can tell you, like the development over by Jewel, you can have adult kids that live over there.
Yeah, I mean, my mom lives in a big community in Arizona, and most of them do not allow children.
Yeah, I think, and some of it's, you know, the difference between age restricted and age targeted, right? I think some of this is age targeted, some of it's age restricted. But I think you can look at those
things. What's the difference, though, between targeted and restricted?
Good question, right? And I think our city council will get to the bottom of that. I mean, age restricted means you have to be a certain age. Age targeted means you're trying to market to that age.
But it could go to something else and then change the whole thing of the whole entire subject.
Correct. But there are parks you can do. You know, there are a lot of active, you know, Oswego has Del Webb, right? You go over there, they have a very active park space. Now, is it a playground? No. They have active space over there. Yeah. You know, I'll be honest with you, it's a little early to talk about what we want to put in there. Because I think we want to find out, at the end of the day, I think we want to find out exactly what the development is going to look like before we make their decisions.
I'll address age targets. Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, but again, we want to see what it's going to look like before we start talking about what we want.
But the age restriction, I'm with you too. I'm a little worried about it. Gene lives in an age restriction community. He's a little young for it, but they got him in by then. Dave can't have any children there, right, Gene?
Right.
No.
They
can't live there. They can visit.
I don't know what the restrictions are going to be on those age restrictions.
And that's what worried me about the word targeted.
Because to me, if it's
targeted is
yeah. So to me, if your people can't have children, I mean, just to visit. I mean, I've got grandchildren too. They don't visit at all. I don't understand. And I'm just myself telling. I'm talking today. Those people on the right hand side in zone one have how far is that to go all the way to that park?
That's a quarter mile.
How many blocks is that?
I mean, count.
Four blocks. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying, is that far for them? If you have children there, can they get there? Can they walk over there? Can they bite over there?
100%.
Sure.
All right. Okay. 100%. Because you've got the, you know, age restriction.
It's
right?
A half mile to the park in Rivers Edge Dam. So that's in a different development.
Right. I understand.
So the site, while it looks large, it's not really large.
Okay. So understand. So down here in zone three, you've got age restriction too, right?
Yeah.
You've got age restriction and B over there too. Are they going to use that park that much? I don't know. I
haven't gone to the park in a long time, guys, except my grandchildren.
So I don't mean,
Gene, do you use our park?
Absolutely.
Gene is not an unusual guy.
He's not my wife.
My dad lives in the Carolina in Romanville, and they have, it's just like that. And they have an open space, and it's, you can't live there, but they have a little park area where the grandkids and all that kids want to play. So that's, I mean, it's not like it's not.
I just want to make sure everybody has access and it's easier for them to have access rather than grandpa lives there, but you got to go 5 blocks to know. Why don't you live there, but grandpa over there? I'm not a developer. I'm not a.
In the existing age restricted or age preferred or whatever you call it, communities that we currently have in Yorkville, are there parks in any of those communities?
The Marker development is adjacent to Hiding Spot Park. It's adjacent to it, like literally. It borders it.
Garden Circle doesn't have one.
Garden Circle does not have one. I think Marker's doing a second one by Home Depot.
That's across the street.
Across the street from Cannonball. Like literally just across the street to Cannonball Park, which has different amenities. Mm-hmm.
The one by Fox Hill is not too far.
And the one there that just got put in.
That's true. And I'm sorry, Anthony's place is over by Jewel, does not have direct spot. I mean, they would have to walk down to Hiding Spot.
Does they have a playground?
They don't. So, but walkable for them, close enough. I think
you're 4 blocks away from the park right away.
Yeah, for sure. They just have to cross Walnut. So close by.
So my comment really would be just associated with that, right? That I imagine that you have also some kind of algorithm in which you have a particular space for the density of potential children that may be around there. So I imagine that that's taken into consideration. But then, so I don't worry about the size. I imagine it's appropriate. But the only thing is just to make sure that the children are not affected by the fact that you have an age restricted zoning.
Well, no, so understand.
I think it's not clear.
All park space is open.
All I'm saying is not clear in the way 100%. It's written.
But
I'm just saying, then it should be clear.
Yeah,
as it's written.
And that is not
that.
With park board, that is not, you know, in our control. Mm-hmm. That would be a city council or.
But it could be a recommendation.
Mm-hmm. It could be, but I think you know.
And that,
that's
all.
We would want to take enough space that we could provide recreation to whomever's there, and then once the development gets shaped and we know what's going there, then we would talk about what amenities we think belong there. But I can tell you, following our master plan, even if we had no playground in this park site. You have Price Park and Rivers Edge Park that are both within that half-mile radius that our board calls for, which is actually really close.
That's fine. I mean, and that's good. But I think it is appropriate if you're going to have.
And you guys are willing. Yeah, you guys are welcome to recommend whatever it is you'd like to recommend.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I mean, I think that it should be just. All we do is recommending, right? And recommendation.
Right.
Is that the restriction for age-restricted zoning will not prevent children from full access to that. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah, you could say that. You don't need. It's public space. You don't really need to say that. I mean,
we'll
park
sure
space is public
on.
Space.
I don't
but you certainly can.
We'll make sure it's passed on to the council.
You don't.
Right.
We can't restrict that from outside residents, let alone our own residents.
Yeah, legality-wise, you can't restrict a park.
It's open space. It's
open
public space. It can't be restricted.
Somebody wanted to drive it from Chicago, they could
okay.
come to
It's not gated. It won't be gated.
No, but park space, if it's city property, it would not be restricted.
Will this development have an HOA?
I'm assuming it will, but it won't maintain the park site. That
no, definitely not.
Okay.
I'm sure it will because it's going to have detention. It's going to have common space. I'm sure we'll have an HOA. But
okay.
But the park site itself is public. It is City of Yorkville land. It cannot. You cannot restrict your residents from coming to Parkside.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
even said it's for the county too.
It's for every. It's
yeah.
for. I mean,
yeah.
somebody from out of state comes here.
Yeah.
We can't say sorry. You're not from Illinois.
Yeah. Right. Who's gonna check?
But you don't have the. We don't have the ability to do that. You can't do that.
Okay.
I don't. You're welcome. We can certainly make that proclamation, but I don't think we need to. It's public space. Now, would they have the ability if they had a, if they wanted? Let's say they wanted to do. A private park, and we do have some of them. We do have other developments that have private parks. Whispering Meadows has one, no, or maybe two, I can't remember.
And then, and a lot of our developments have these clubhouses with playgrounds and pools. Those are restricted. Yeah. You can only, the residents of that development can use it. Mm-hmm. But it is not paid for by the city of Yorkville. It was not funded through land cash. And it is not maintained by the city of Yorkville at all. So, okay. But it, this will be city-owned property. We can't restrict it.
And in that case, that if they had a clubhouse, that doesn't count against what they owe the city for the parks either. When
right,
it was developed, when it was originally
right.
developed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Right, right. And we right. and we do right. even have, I think, like I said, there's a playground in Whispering, and it does create some confusion. In Whispering Meadows, it's a private playground. Mm-hmm. And we do get calls on stuff occasionally. I'm like, it's not ours.
We have a question here, sir. You had a question?
Yeah, definitely. I just know that like Rice Park has been called up a couple times. I just want to point out that like I know that you know crossroads or crosswalks were talked about. Fox Road's 45 miles an hour. It's not like you're gonna walk your kids across the street that very often. I think even 45 is like you're hoping people are going 45. You know, so
yeah,
I think we just got to be a little careful about just assuming that you know.
And,
going
yeah,
and the other thing that I would just point out right now is like the purpose of this meeting is that we see like we're just talking about a park that might be down the road. Why would we be cool with them putting it in an age-targeted area when we can just push back and say, we want the families to be closer to the park? I think that that's just an easy win for us to say, like, it doesn't make sense the way it's drawn up now. Like, we should just push back.
So, to answer your question, nothing's been decided on. It may not be age-targeted yet.
Yeah.
We haven't given them approval for
it. Yeah, I know. But if this starts circulating, you know, around, like, the people that are looking at it, it says age-targeted on it. So
sure.
It's like...
Sure,
that's
I get what you're saying, but we haven't given them any inclination. Oh, yeah,
totally. That could change Tuesday
right.
night.
So why would the suggestion out of this group not be, we don't, like, prefer how this
the
looks?
The suggestion is just how much land do we need.
Understood.
Right. And money, and dollars. Because the school district will be doing the same thing. I think their number is the same as ours, right?
It's similar.
Okay.
It's close.
Similar.
Yeah.
Make sure.
No, I get it. We're just talking dollars.
No, these are all good comments we're getting from everybody. This is why it's the first meeting, and it's going to have these discussions to hear from everybody.
And Scott, you had mentioned the cash land ratio to be like 50-50?
Typically.
Okay, and you're comfortable with that dollar amount budget to supply the development of the park?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you're the expert. So. Good. So you'll feel like that'll be enough money to equip the park well.
Yeah, so like a great example is for you people that live in River's Edge, like City of Yorkville just went in there and replaced the playground in there, revamping a few other things. That was about $100,000.
And plus, it looks amazing.
Plus staff
it looks
time.
So cool. Like to say
plus staff
you.
Time. We just 2 or 3 years ago revamped Price Park, which is on the other side of this development. We're currently doing a playground at Rotary. So we build our own parks. So, you know, everything that gets built in the park side, it gets built by your parks department. It's not outside labor that does it. It's our staff. So, and whether it's pickleball, parking lots, concrete work, shelters, it all gets built in-house. So,
lots of pickleball people here, Dan.
Hey.
Mr. Pickleball right here.
Yeah,
Dan Pickleball Jones.
Well, I'm trying to get more. I'm trying to
he
get
is
more.
Trying
to act. We can talk about that sometime. I'm trying to get more. But that's a coming thing. It really, really
but
is.
Yeah, I think that's a good here, dollar value for that. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that allows us to maybe dream a little bit.
Any other questions? You know, I'm looking at all the, I'm asking the board here, I'm looking at all the recommendations from A to J. I don't see anything out of order. I mean, I think all these are reasonable recommendations, and I know it's not done, so they come down to the board and just going back and forth with them. I have no problem with any of these at all. I mean, these
and as it changes too, I
right,
mean
exactly. But this
as it changes, we are going to have more comments.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And we're probably going to have more meetings, so that
there's
as this
no
thing gets developed, a lot of the questions you guys have had.
And you're welcome back to any of the meetings, really, because we need your input too. You know, we're just want to make sure we're doing the right thing for you guys too. I mean, you're not going to stop it, I don't think. If it goes through, progress is progress.
So, I just so we know, Tuesday night, are you guys saying you don't want one site? Is that would that be your recommendation?
Right.
Yes.
One
okay.
Site.
I just wanted to make sure. That, so if I hear somebody at EDC saying, okay, you beat me. Okay,
say, we'll
good.
Because now you have a special city council too. We'll be there at 6.
Yeah. All right. Because
yes.
I want to make sure that if I hear something else there that isn't true, then
Well, I can tell you, so here's a great example, right? So River's Edge, right? I would much rather have the 1 acre park site that we have on the south side of the tracks and had the Rice Park bigger than having two park sites in there.
Okay.
Because that, I really think that other park site really goes unutilized.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my perspective from a park and rec standpoint, but I really think it would allow us to do some other things maybe at the playground site that we couldn't, that we can't do because we just don't have enough land.
Is 5 acres enough?
Yeah,
it is. Could you go sick if you answer?
Well, it is, actually, I think if you look at the, it is closer to 6 acres, I believe,
5.5
from the calculation, so yeah.
It's bigger than what the original one was.
Yeah, so it's right in there, but, you know, and I know there's passive versus active and that old thing. You know, I think Crawford Park down there is, like, phenomenal. I'll be the first one to say I think we should have better access.
Yeah.
And we'll work
awesome.
On that.
Yeah. And you always feel like you're not in Yorkville anymore.
Yes. I mean, I would really like to have better access to that.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And, you know,
it's
incredible. If something ever came
down
in,
there,
another reason for that, I think we'd want to get better access.
But that's incredible.
Because I just don't, it makes it difficult to maintain that park, too, because it's just everything. Just that hill, just getting in and out of that park site is really difficult.
I mean, it's scary.
I remember when the park board, I was on it then. We were like, we were thinking about, like, okay, you could terrace it or something. Because, yeah, that was the problem with that piece down there. Yeah, the access was, and I remember we talked about paving, and then there was issues about if we paved it, a path to go down to there. I think. Because one of them goes right next to the access point, right next to somebody's house,
yeah,
I think.
Right.
It's like right in between.
Well, and again, I think it's one of those things we live and learn. I think if we had a chance to do that over again, we would
just
do it
differently.
Just
stop doing it when it's flat.
Yeah.
I mean, tell my staff that. We have,
yeah.
They're the
well,
first ones to go in
there
once.
Well, I've seen them back there, and they do an awesome job, but
so.
If you're on foot, you don't want to walk in.
No, it's true.
It's
pretty steep.
I think they did some sod repair, actually, this last fall.
I'm glad you guys paved it because it's not always been paved.
Yeah,
I think I remember when it was.
Yeah. So,
any other questions? I mean, this is our first meeting here too, so we're knowing just as much as you do. We've looked at some things before that, but I think everything you've said is very, very interesting. You're living right there, and I think you have every right to voice your opinion. Again,
100%.
We're kind of don't have the rubber stamp, yes or no. Those are the people we have to talk to. All we're worried about is giving you recreational area, the park there. So you certainly can enjoy yourself there.
I think what Tim spoke about is so important because of the group that's sitting on this side. Our children are grown, and most of, you know, like, so they don't go to the park, but he has 3 under third grade. So
right.
That is an important consideration
sure,
for what, when he says things, I think that's so important. You know, they're not gonna cross Fox Road. You know, even if there is a walkway there,
absolutely.
Probably not.
Absolutely not.
Because I feel like if I go to Fox Lawn with my dog,
right.
I put my life in my
exactly.
hands because
yeah.
it just,
yeah.
you know, there's yeah. no way I could walk.
It would not shock me to see that speed limit get lowered.
Yep. I mean, we are seeing semis now on that road
yeah.
from
this
Elder Main. Yeah.
Right.
So,
wow.
Sure.
Yeah, semis are
yeah, I mean, it would not shock yeah. me to see that speed limit get lowered if that development goes in.
I wish they were making a non-truck route. Because they're coming off Elder Main and they're coming,
correct.
I think they
yeah.
don't, you know, they're not familiar
they
with it
they're
and they're turning down there.
Yeah.
And then you could just tell they're kind of like, oh
yeah.
crap,
yeah.
you know, I went down
yeah.
this way
yeah.
and you can't turn around.
Oh.
So now he's got to go all the way down to 47.
And that's got to be a hard right turn.
Yes, very hard.
That's
got
to semi. That has got to be a hard right turn.
I'm a little
yes.
surprised what they gained by doing that. Actually,
I think
so
they don't know. I think they turn down there thinking, oh, it's
probably
a shortcut, and then they go down
it's
there, and then they realize that they can't turn. You know,
yeah. you're right. I mean, it might. Yeah, we'll need to check the weight restriction on it. It might not be.
And that's the other thing I was thinking of. It might be a weight restriction.
I called and they said that that the state turned. Said that there's no, how did she phrase it? It's not a non-truck route. She said there's only, it's up to the county or something, and there's only two roads. There's only two roads in the county that have a truck, no truck limit on it, and that's not one of them.
Mm.
So I wish it was, especially if you're going to have this subdivision, because there's no way semis, 385 houses worth of people, and people who currently live there are going to be able to like, turn on that road and
right.
get to the stoplight.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Without sitting there for about 30 stoplights.
Yep.
Right.
I don't disagree with you there.
Yeah.
I don't
that's
going to
be a mess.
Yeah.
Yesterday, there was one truck that lost its tire on 47.
That might be a question for planning.
It was there for 4.5 hours.
Or EDI, maybe.
Because it took a sharp turn. I couldn't do it.
Are you in Public Works?
I am.
Do you know?
Well, I've heard anything about why didn't.
Yeah, now that they said, especially since they just repaved it, I don't think there's any plans to widen it.
At one time, they talked about a sidewalk or trying to put something along it, but, and it would have been, I think, on the White Oak sidewalk, or.
Well, that was a.
The easements are so small.
Yeah, that's the problem, and it's got a.
Really have low sides.
And it's kind of steep down in, too, so you have to.
Well, this does give us the opportunity to ask for a little bit of bigger easement, at least through this development.
On that side, not on the other side, right?
Right, yeah.
Because like with Karina here, she has, my backyard is, has a swimming pool and landscaping, and all the way up to Fox Road, so.
Right.
That tree line is important.
I don't, I'll be honest with you, other than asking for the trail along Fox Road, I don't know what Public Works has asked for. Or if they're leaving that.
It hasn't gotten to that point. Yeah, it hasn't gotten to there yet, because EDC is the first stopping.
I would imagine the county's gonna have their eye on that too, to want a wider easement.
Well, since they own it all now, right, from 47 all the way out.
Yes, they do. So, that's a good question.
I mean, it's like, I think about the traffic. I mean, I know this isn't part of this meeting, but I think about the traffic on Fox Road, and then you put the development there. That adds to it, especially the two entrances. We only have one bridge, and there's really not anything on our side of the bridge. So there's not a grocery store, there's not a lot of restaurants on our side of the, so everybody's gonna be going over the bridge. So that, what does that do to the traffic on the bridge? Yeah.
Well, you know, looking at Oswego with Wolf Crossing, with all those developments that are going up there, I don't understand. I don't even go down that road.
No,
right. I can turn around over there by Oswego East, I don't even do that.
Well, and also out Plainfield.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Progress is terrible.
Yeah.
It really is. We all gotta move. Let's all move.
We can do it wisely and control.
Yeah.
It can be controlled.
But you can show it always.
Oh, you can, you wanna build it, you know, okay, great.
You can show it only so much. I mean, if, you know, if I had 100 acres out there, I want to sell it, I mean, it's going to be sold. You look at all the farms that are going down now, I mean.
Right.
And you can't stop.
Is there a date when this is going to plan commission?
Well, we'd have to go through EDC first.
And when is EDC?
Tuesday.
What time?
Is it 6? Yeah, it's 6. Yeah.
I'm saying it for the public knowledge. So it's here.
I would assume that if you're here tonight, you're going to want to come to that
That's
meeting.
That's why I'm saying that.
Because
I know what the meeting is.
The reason, one of the reasons this is being brought to you guys now was because I remember when I was on Park Board and we were getting slammed from one subdivision to another, and sometimes we didn't get the opportunity to make a recommendation.
Right.
And it was already through the process. And it was like, well, we want to do this.
It was too late.
So when I heard it, got first wind of this thing, I thought, you know, I told Tim, I go, you need to. Just to the Park Board, if nothing else, for the Park Board members to, because you guys haven't done this, and it's, and we did this, we started this without a director. Imagine, there was five of us, and Scott and Sue Swithin, and that was it, and I think we had, what, 7 parks then, and counting, and then there was JC Park, and another one, so a total of 9, and now there's what, 39?
Well, there's,
since 2000.
There's 42 sites, we have 30 playgrounds.
So that's why this is kind of, it gives the city council your recommendation. This is where it starts, and this is where you need to say, oh, well, we're going to do this, we need to do this, and we need to do that.
I agree.
Thank you.
It's already decided why we're here.
Well, that's also.
Back in Ironman tomorrow.
That's also why we did our master plan.
It's on Ryan's on the planning and zoning, and it's on their.
Say that one more time.
My husband's on the planning and zoning, and it's on their. Like heads up thing.
I think it came out today, this afternoon.
Yeah, it came out this afternoon.
Yeah. And
is it going to be similar to
I'm assuming
this
the developer will be
I
at that meeting.
I think.
So, I mean, that might be a good time for him to appear.
Usually, they don't, it's not required, but a lot of times we ask them to have a meeting with residents to hear the concerns. That way we can kind of get a head start on it at city council.
Yeah, 100%. Let's not wait till the last meeting. Let's get it early on. 100%.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions or comments?
Stay out of trouble.
We'll let you know, I guess, what our next meeting is. But the most important thing is you said go to that meeting. That's what you
need. Tuesday night.
Yeah. We're scheduled to have ours March 20th.
March 20th will be our next
meeting. I'll be honest, for the park board, depending on how this goes, we may call more special meetings.
Absolutely.
So that we can kind of keep on top of this and things of that nature. So I guess in general, I just want to make sure, Jorge, what we submitted, the direction we're going, you guys are okay with.
Yes.
I know you guys had some comments there. We want to make sure we include.
But those points
are good. Okay. But I just want to make sure the direction we're going, you guys are okay with.
Yeah.
If you have any other questions, if you know any of us, give us a call or contact us or contact Tim or Scott. We're with you. We're not elected officials. We're appointed officials. We live in the community just like you do. And we have the same feelings you do. I don't particularly care if I was living by you having a huge development. I'd be honest with you.
Thank you.
What do you do though?
Exactly.
Gotta move to Samurai?
Yeah.
No, I mean, really, but that's the
thing.
Right. You got two police officers, no doctors, no. Yeah. I mean, here it's a double edged sword.
Yeah, right.
You know, you got everything here because of the population.
Right.
And it's going to increase. What are you going to do? You have to kind of bite your tongue a little bit. Because
yeah.
We all, I wasn't born out here. You were not born out here.
To speak to her point, just do it responsibly.
Right. Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Control growth.
It
I mean,
can't take a hard
I think that's exactly the
attitude. It's going to
happen. Yeah, I have it on my phone as well. So thank you so much.
I want to thank everybody for coming. Any board meeting we have, our next board meeting, general board meeting is on the, March 20th, I think. We're always open if you want to just come and hear that. It's just kind of boring, but you can always come. Thanks for coming, everybody.
We're talking about
fun.
Turn the meeting now. At we have a roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Wilberg?
Here.
Ayala is gone. Diedrich?
Yes.
Dumanovic is not here, sorry. And Lane?
Here.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.